Well, hey there, welcome back to The Daily Dose. The verse we're going to look at today in 1 Peter 5, verse 10, is not a verse about leadership, but to understand it, I want to talk about a leadership principle that's pretty common. If you're a leader, maybe you've heard this. People will often coach leaders and say that leaders should only do what only they can do. Only do what only you can do. The idea is this: there's lots of different things that need to be done in any kind of organization, in any kind of business, in any kind of church, in any kind of family. There's lots of things that can be done, and the leaders should focus most of their energies on the things that only they can do. Now, maybe they're the only one who can do it because of certain abilities they have. More often, there are certain things that someone only can do because of the role they're in, right? There are certain things only mom can do. There are certain things only the head coach can do. There are certain things that only the principal can do. There are certain things that only the lead pastor can do. Not because those people are smarter or more talented in many cases, but because of their role. And today we find something that only God can do. You know, they tell you as well in leadership that if someone else can do something like 80% as well as you can do it, you should delegate it to them. You should empower them to do it. But here again, we find something that only God can do. This is something he can't delegate. This is something he won't delegate. This is something that God himself will do. Well, what is it? It says in verse 10 of chapter 5 in 1 Peter, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Now, the word that has just jumped off the page for me is that word himself. God himself will do these things. He will restore, he will confirm, he will strengthen, he will establish. He's not delegating it. He's not saying, well, you know, an angel could do this 80% as well. No, he is involved in this himself. You know, we plunge the world into sin. We plunge the world into brokenness. We plunge the world into death. And only God can put it back together. And that's what this verse promises. That though we suffer, and oh man, Peter's been talking so much about suffering throughout this book. Though we suffer in all different ways, and in all different forms, and in all different kinds of suffering. And that happens, it's significant, but it's on the scale of eternity, it's short-lived. And after we've suffered a little while, God himself will restore us, will strengthen us, will put us back together. So I want to encourage you today, lean into that hope now. Begin to experience the hope that God himself is involved in making all things new. It began in the work of Jesus. It's going to continue until Jesus returns, and that's your daily dose.